There is an immortal perception in us that we are immortal, that we are held by the Divine. This is even in the heart of the skeptic, of the atheist. He may not admit it, he may not be aware of it, but you will find this present in each one of us. But because it is covered, it is not manifest. So the only difference between an atheist and the other one is, the atheist has got Shraddha but is not aware of it. It is covered. One who is a real Shraddhavan is one whose covering is gone. He has reached that point where he has come to that crisis. In one way or the other, all those who have got a real Shraddha have reached a point where the crisis is being felt. And there is an intense earnestness to overcome that crisis. And there is a perception, I am immortal, I can't be destroyed. Whatever may happen, I remain immortal. It can't be robbed by anybody, because my nature is immortal. This Shraddha, one who has reached this point, is a fundamental condition of your attaining to true knowledge. When you have yet this perception, but you are not yet known. This perception is there in your consciousness. There is uncovering of that perception, that much you have achieved. But you have not yet seen, you have not yet realized. But this state is such a state in which there is definiteness and certainty. Therefore it can also be called blind in that sense. To be certain and definite without seeing is a blind certainty. That's why faith is called blind in that sense. Faith is always blind in this sense. It is a perception of certainty and definiteness before knowledge has come. And Sri Krishna says that everyone has got it but is covered, but when it is uncovered, then it opens up your path of true knowledge. So the starting point is Shraddhavan. Those whose Shraddha is not yet uncovered, Sri Krishna says, don't even teach them all that I have taught you. This is the end of the Bhagavad Gita. It is irrelevant to them. They are not in the crisis. They don't need this knowledge. Why do you want to give it to them? But those whose perception has arisen, in whom the jigyasa has started, the very fact that jigyasa has started and there is earnestness means Shraddha is awake. So Sri Krishna says, Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. The knowledge is obtained only by Shraddhavan, one who has got a Shraddha, but Shraddha of this kind. This Shraddha is to be distinguished from what is called barren belief. Those who say, I believe in God, cannot be defined merely as Shraddhavan. They have only mental opinion of God, God exists or does. They can debate. They can give you proofs of existence of God if they want. But it is not Shraddha in the sense in which it is used here. The mark of the true Shraddha is that Shraddha is a dynamic force. It pushes you toward realization. The true Shraddha is one which does not rest by belief. It doesn't say, I believe, and that is the end of the matter. That is barren belief. It does not produce the result of knowledge. The belief which does not get transformed into knowledge is a barren belief. People may call it Shraddha, but it's not Shraddha in the true sense of the term. The true Shraddha is one which is dynamic, which is forceful, which constantly presses you until that about which you are certain and definite without knowing, you come to know. Until you reach that point, the Shraddha constantly pushes you. That is the meaning of Shraddha. A dynamic force which arises from perception with definiteness and certainty even before the knowledge is attained. When you are in that state, such was the case of Arjuna, therefore he attained all this. He was in a crisis and he knew that this crisis has got to be overcome. That's why he turns to Krishna that, you will be able to solve me, kindly tell me. Therefore he attained to the knowledge. So he says, Shraddhavan labhate jnanam tatparah samyata indriyah. This is another mark, that one who has Shraddha, he is keen to suppress everything else. Samyata indriyah. Anything that we are doing is by indriya, by the organs of senses or action. So one who is keen to know, really, he is prepared to fling everything aside. And that is why he is able to control all his senses. Jnanam labdva param shantim achirena adigacchati. And having attained knowledge, jnanam labdva, having attained knowledge, param shantim adigacchati, he attains to the supreme peace. Because jnana is, chit is immobile. You get it into a state of immobility, achirena, without delay. It is not as if you get knowledge and then there is a waiting period when you become fully quiet. Achirena, as soon as you attain to the knowledge, this will be the mark, quietude, complete silence, release, harmony, peace will be attained. Agyah cha ashraddhavanascha samshayatma vinashyati. Na ayam lokah asti, na paro, na sukham samshayatmanah. Now this is a negative statement. Yes, a shraddhavan labhate jnanam. Now Sri Krishna says, agyah, one who is ignorant, and one who is ashraddhavana, and one who does not have the faith, he has samshaya, he has doubt, and remains in doubt, vinashyati, he perishes. Na ayam lokah asti, na paraha, na sukham samshayatmanah. For him there is neither this world nor another world. He never attains to happiness because he is full of doubt. And he is not earnest to get rid of doubt. He doubts simply. This is the worst condition of a human being when he has learned the art of doubting, but he has no desire to find out the truth. In the theory of education, it is said, make children question, as if that is the highest goal. There is nothing wrong in putting this idea to children that you should question, fine. But it is as if the prize is given simply because he is questioning. That is the limitation of this education theory. You should tell the children, question until you find the answer. That is the true educational theory. Mere questioning is this. Na sukham samshayatmana. One who simply questions and questions and questions, he will attain to no happiness.